Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
So you want to create great content for the holidays. It is about a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. You're saying, I don't know. I haven't created any holiday-themed content. I don't have any ideas. I don't even know where to start. Whew. What I'm going to show you today is how to create great last-minute holiday-themed content, even if you have zero ideas and no content created already. My name is John Cook, and I'm the founder of Keynote Content. I am a number one international best-selling author, and I am the creator of the Expert Message Method. Over the last 4 years, I've worked with over 1,100 different business coaches and consultants one-on-one, helping them craft and share their messages. And that includes over 800 speakers saying how do they get their message out to the right audience. And especially as we go through different seasons of the year, you're looking at this 2020 saying, like, 2020 has already been an awful year. But there's light at the end of the tunnel. 2021 looks like there might be a vaccine coming for this COVID-19. We have some amazing new opportunities coming up from a business standpoint and how the market's changing. I think 2021 is going to be so much better than 2020. And as we finish off 2020, you're saying, I want to make these holidays special. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've talked with over the last couple weeks saying, I just want the holidays to just be so much better this year. That just needs to mean that much more. I just want to get into the holiday spirit and feel like the eggnog and the Christmas trees and this and the caroling and yes, the holiday Hallmark Christmas movies. Absolutely. For your audience, though, they're going, how do they engage with your content through the holiday season in a way where you say, I know that this is what they're looking for, and I know that I also haven't done any work on it. I haven't done any prep, any idea how to put content together that's holiday themed. I'm going to show you a few different tips for today. So the first thing I want you to look for is when you're creating kind of great last minute holiday content here for 2020, look for patterns and look for problems. Patterns and problems. And what do I mean by that? People leave patterns. You leave patterns. I leave patterns, whether it's how we go through our relationships or through our everyday life or schedule or business or finances, whatever it might be, we leave patterns. And so for you to understand where your target market is saying, what are the patterns that they're leaving through their social media, through their how they reach out to me, how they search online? What are the patterns that they're leaving that I can identify? They keep searching for this. And largely, those patterns are probably tied to consistent problems. What are the problems that are cropping up right now? Now, I have a good friend, Pete Vargas, with Advance Your Reach. And something that Pete and I have talked about is, is 2020, are there more problems or fewer problems because of COVID-19, because of all the chaos that this year has caused? Obviously, there's more problems. So it says, how can we identify more of the problems in the marketplace that likely, because there are more problems, saying there are likely problems that are unsolved or even unaddressed or even unknown that your audience is looking for? So again, we identify what are the patterns that they're leaving from a search standpoint, and then what are the problems that are consistently coming up that you know you can solve with your products and your services. On the pattern side of things, like how do I even identify those patterns? You can go Quora.com, Q-U-O-R-A.com. You can start using some of the advanced search saying, hey, recent searches over the last 30 days, what are people searching for that's specific to your marketplace, to your business? And saying, is there some way I can take this pattern or this problem and then I connect it with a holiday theme? Saying, does it feel like, you know, 2020 just deserves a giant lump of coal in the stocking? Absolutely. So what do we do to make sure that 2020 and 2021 finishes well so it doesn't feel like you're just getting a bunch of coal for Christmas? Again, that's taking a consistent pattern or problem and connecting it with a holiday theme. So another thing I like to look at is go low tech. Don't be afraid to go low tech. I mean, I'm recording this with video, but you may not be able to see the video, but it's just me, a whiteboard, a camera, and a microphone just talking to you. We hop on Zoom calls every day throughout the day, and it's going, don't be afraid to do low tech. That can be just a simple Instagram post. You can grab just a picture from like unsplash.com or some other stock photography site. Make sure you have the royalty rights, as it were, And then just put some text with it, making sure that you can say, here's what this picture reminds me of this holiday season. It could be presents. It could be, I already said eggnog, but essentially it could be like that pumpkin spice. I mean, we're still in that season. We're coming to Thanksgiving. So anyways, go low tech. Don't be afraid to go low tech. It doesn't have to be high production, because the more that you add in from a production standpoint, yeah, the higher quality it's potentially going to be. But people aren't looking for polish right now this Christmas season. They're not looking for the pizzazz. They're looking for, how do I connect with just other humans so that we know this is going to be okay? That I know it's going to be all right. Go low tech. And what I like to say is, not just low tech, but regardless of whether you go high tech or low tech, high production, no production, low production, whatever it might be, it's saying focus on the message. Again, it comes back to the patterns and problems. Focus on solving those patterns, those problems. And when it comes to creating great holiday-themed content, it's going like, you don't have to also reinvent the wheel. I like saying use templates. Use templates and have no apologies for using templates, as long as you have permission to use those templates. You can go to canva.com. Canva.com has some amazing templates that are already in place that you can just swap out some pictures, change out some colors, boom, holiday-themed. Matter of 10, 15 minutes, you can have, hey, here's a great picture, here's a great promo to use. Use templates, and I would say in all of this, release the obligation. It's saying, how do I make sure that I am fully present with my family, my loved ones, as much as I can this holiday season? So releasing the obligation. Yes, you can create great holiday-themed content just using what I have right there, saying like, hey, you can go low tech, you can just like hit record in the next hour, you can hit record, go live, do a short video, make it holiday themes, wear a Christmas sweater, wear an ugly Christmas sweater. It doesn't really matter. Just make sure that you're there, you're showing up with the holiday spirit for your audience. What I mean by releasing that obligation is, it is absolutely okay not to have the best looking content. It is absolutely okay not to start from scratch. You can use templates, but saying whatever you put out there, the greatness or the quality of your content has less to do about whether you started from scratch or used your template, whether you are using high tech or low tech, and more about, how does this content connect with the people that I truly want to know that I'm here for them this holiday season? Releasing the obligation says, you don't have to do this post, like, tweet, share, all these different things, saying like, focus on doing one thing. One thing. Focus on one week at a time, or one season at a time, saying, okay, just finished Halloween. Coming up into Thanksgiving, what's something you can create that's Thanksgiving related over the next 2 weeks? You don't even have to release it for 2 weeks until we get to Thanksgiving here in the US, and then saying, there's my piece of content for Thanksgiving. Okay, so focus on 1 week at a time. That allows you to say, I don't have to create 6 weeks of social media content that's all holiday themed for like Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving and Kwanzaa and all these other. Saying, focus on what's the one season right in front of me. Okay, we have Thanksgiving. Let's focus on that. Create one piece of content, focus on that, and then build from there. And another idea that you can do for creating great content is, you can repurpose your content. That's something I've been working on over the last about a year and a half, saying, how do we maximize the quality content across as many platforms as possible without sacrificing the quality itself? So it's saying multi-purpose. So some people say like repurpose content. I like saying pre-purpose content. Pre-purpose your content, saying, if I know I'm going to go live on a Facebook Live, could I have the audio extracted out and turn that into a podcast episode? Could I have that audio be turned into a carousel on Instagram or something along those lines? So saying pre-purpose your content, saying, I can't think about just my content right here now on this Facebook Live or YouTube Live or whatever it might be. It's going like, how can I use this in other places intentionally and know that this is going to be holiday themed, where it's going to be showing up with graphics and visual, it's going to be showing up as audio as people are waiting for flights or they're traveling, whatever it might be. Saying pre-purpose your content. Where can this, this and what else? So asking that question, this content's created for this, but what else? The this and the what else, saying that way your content is not limited to just one platform, but it's expanded out across multiple platforms. So again, with this, the greatness of your holiday content, focusing on, how can I show up in a hopeful, hope-filled way this holiday season by creating great content that doesn't require a ton of production time, doesn't require me to reinvent the wheel and start from scratch each time, just saying like, if I can start with a template that's already 70% of the way there, add in my pictures, add in my copy, add in, you know, my brand colors, my logo, cool. That can take me from 70 to 100 as opposed to having to start from scratch and go from 0 to 100. How much time does it take you to go from 0 to 100 where you could use a template that you have access to, that you have permission for, to go from 70 to 100? That additional 70% of the time has already been put together by somebody else, and you can be able to leverage that 30% to make your quality, your content, that 30%, making that even a higher quality as opposed to starting from 0 to 100. So those are different ways for you to create great last-minute holiday-themed content for 2020, even if you have zero ideas and you have zero content created so far. But I want you to know, if you have questions, you say, I feel like I can do this, but I don't even know what to start. What ideas, what topics do I come up with? Go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out the intake form. We'll hop on a call. We'll talk about your marketplace. We'll talk about the patterns and the problems that are showing up for your ideal market and what type of content you can create during the holiday season so that it can be exciting for your audience. So it can be engaging and fun for you. It can feel like, you know, I made the best of this opportunity to connect with my crowd during a very hopeful holiday season. Whatever you do, go out there, make a difference, shine hope and light and love into the world. We'll catch you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.